I use the term innerverse as a fun way to play with the word universe when referencing our true selves. As you know, each of us make up a part of the universe, the world that we perceive as material stuff out there. Yet at the same time, we each have an innerverse, a world within. At a glance, these two worlds seem separate, yet they're not. Our innerverse is integrally connected to the universe. Over time, we've stopped focusing on our innerverse because there are so many distractions out there. Even when things are technically silent, our minds remain cluttered with our thoughts and the attention-grabbing attractions of books, magazines, social media, and so on. So today, I'd like to remind you to visit your innerverse once again, as often as you can, and give it some good vibes while you're there. Because, after all, it creates your outer world. Okay, Melissa, so how does it do that? Well, it does it through compound interest. Now hang in there with me, we're making a necessary diversion as I explain what I just said. For those who haven't heard of the financial mechanism called compound interest, in very simple terms, it's when you earn interest on both the initial investment you make and the interest earned on that investment. For example, let's say you invest $100 and earn 1% interest on it per day. The next day, the balance is $101, so you will now earn 1% on the new larger balance of $101. The next day, your balance is $102.01, so you earn interest on that larger balance of $102.01, making the next day's balance $103.03, and so on. Now, the compounding doesn't seem like a whole lot at first. I mean, it's only a few dollars, right? In fact, the balance barely seems to move at all for a very long time. This might be discouraging at first, but those who understand its mathematics recognize that the act of compounding takes time. They trust the process, so they patiently wait. They also know if they make a withdrawal at any time, the effect of that compounding is compromised. They realize the more reduced the balance becomes, the longer it will take to get to their end goal. So they refrain from withdrawing if possible, and then do their best to add to the balance whenever they can. Okay, so what's this have to do with the innerverse? Well, I'm glad you asked. I went through that monetary explanation to help paint the following picture for you. We each have access to that same compound interest mechanism, except instead of it working with cash in a bank, it's working with energy in you, your innerverse. Your innerverse is like a sacred bank account that's ready to take deposits and give you compound interest on the daily balance. Now, for clarity, some may refer to this innerverse as an internal void or vacuum. Others call it their center or source. Another will call it their inner self, inner awareness, or their true self. The term we use here is irrelevant. Just know that you can use this inner space to your advantage because it's there waiting for you. It's yours to use. So, looping back to the start, let's remember that we all contribute to the energy field, the greater whole, the universe, because we don't just make up part of it, we are it. This means our innerverse is critically connected to the outer world we experience as real. Okay, now that we understand that our innerverse is integrally connected to reality and that our innerverse is like a sacred bank account that yields compounding interest, how in the world do we make deposits to it? Well, it's a two-step process. First, you must clear the path to the bank. You have to lovingly hush the mental chatter so there's space to get to the vault. When there's clutter in the way, it's harder to access this sacred space. How do we clear the pathway so we can access this bank? Well, through the ancient yet simple practice of meditation. There is no equal to meditation in achieving a safe and effective way to clear one's mental clutter. Meditation requires no special talent or location and can be done anywhere at any time. Through meditation, we clear the path and maintain the essential inner stillness so our focus easily locks onto whatever target we're after. The second step is to focus positive energy into the innerverse, the sacred bank. Remember that you and you alone shape your inner world. You shape through feelings, thoughts, words, and actions. And I dare say we all want good things in life. We want good actions, good outcomes, good results. So what types of feelings, thoughts, words, and actions would you want to deposit into your sacred bank? Well, positive, happy, and good ones. Each time you get to this inner space and muster positive, good energy, you make a deposit. When you do this each day, you're adding to your balance, and the bank is compounding the positive energy in with your previous deposits. And just like the monetary example of compound interest, there may be times when you don't think any progress or movement is being made, but trust this process, it is working. To the effect it's working comes down to our understanding of where we're at with our sacred bank deposits. Are we making them regularly? Are we withdrawing more than we're putting in? Focusing on negative energy is like the monetary example of withdrawing cash from an interest-bearing bank account. It compromises the speed, amplitude, and magnitude of the end result. And no, this isn't about pretending to be happy, to feign making deposits into your innerverse. Not being able to focus on positivity from time to time is going to happen. Sometimes an event or situation occurs and your mind becomes overwhelmed and your focus shifts to the negative situation at hand. You're simply making a withdrawal in that moment. It's not going to be forever, and you can deposit once again as soon as you're ready to. The more negative energy you connect with, the lower your sacred bank balance becomes and the slower the progress of compounding occurs. The more positive energy you focus on, the higher your sacred bank balance becomes, and the trajectory of the increasing compounding stays on track. Like a classic compound interest chart, movement is going to be very subtle for those who have only just recently started depositing, or for those who have made more withdrawals than deposits. But keep depositing. The exponential upward trajectory is coming. The more positive thinking you do helps retrain unwanted patterns into new desirable ones. It adds to your sacred bank balance. The more manifesting techniques you do, the more deposits get made into that sacred bank balance. Then one day, when you hit that incredible upward curve, you will live from your inner verse with grace and ease. Your bank balance will be such as will make more comfortable each up and down in life. When at this point, you will realize that you have so much within that you must start giving because your deposits compound each day with greater and greater veracity. And because your inner verse affects the universe out there, it can do nothing else but give back to you. So, visit your inner verse at every opportunity. Make a deposit that reflects the goodness you want to see in your outer life. Then be patient and trust the compounding of all your efforts is working. Good luck and big love.